Essendon, we wear the red and black. We're famous for our courage, we will never turn our backs. With our teamwork and our talking, we'll strive out for the ball. Cause we're called the Bombers, the greatest team of all. We're called the Bombers, we go our merry way. We'll be there in September in the Premiership we'll play. We'll go striding, we'll be first to the ball. Cause we're called the Bombers, the greatest team of all.
Yes, hello and welcome to the latest episode of Napier Street Elite, a show where I get together with my dad in his study and discuss everything that was Essendon this week. And we're back after our week off, and we were blessed with a rather frustrating game up at the Petite SCG.
Petite?
Petite.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. I feel like I'm watching, I don't know, soccer sometimes. Can I get to one end with one kick? The 50 hits the arc. Anyway. Yeah. How was your week off?
Yeah, good week. Well, as you know, we're having renovations done here, so it's all action stations here. Complete chaos.
Did you really you really went all out there with your week off?
Chaos rules. Well,
you got week everyone off, in.
It's going to take 5 weeks to get over this. It's
a half-hour show. Listen, I've got the week off. Everyone come on in.
That's right. Yeah, so it's all action here. I was actually disappointed with Friday night. The result... In my opinion, and this is going to sound really opposite to what everyone else has been saying, flattered Sydney. We won a lot of the hard ball. We were in the right positions. Our tactics were sound, but honestly could not hit an elephant from 20 metres, and that was the only thing that stopped us from beating Sydney. I'm really happy with the way we are playing, but of course these results are going to start counting towards positions, and it could hurt. But there's so many good signs.
There's a lot to like.
There's a lot of upside. Mm. We really, I guess Franklin didn't play, so that was our way.
Who?
Budney, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I was, it was so frustrating watching. And I know on a lot of the shows and a lot of the internet things, it was their pressure. I don't think it was. I really don't think it was.
No.
We missed targets by 10, 15 metres. We missed shots on goal that was straightforward. I just think in the first quarter, it was 4 goals of difference, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We lost by 3. We got it right after quarter time, and I think that says it all. So it was just that, just hitting it early, hitting our targets.
How often do you see it?
Yep.
I remember saying, this will be how much we lose by.
And we did.
And we did.
Yeah.
But
it was difficult. It was, look... I guess, what was the first round against Sydney? They beat us by 50. This time they beat us by 3 goals. And as I say, it's...
And that was in the middle of our struggle period.
Yes, it was.
So we weren't necessarily surprised.
No. So I think...
I believe that was before the first
bite. I just thought we could have got the 4 points. But then maybe I'm being rose-coloured glasses too.
But I don't think it was their pressure that stuffed us up. I think the way they've always suffocated a game stuffed us up at the start. And we evolved, we fixed it quite well. Normally we wouldn't. And that's why our coaching really should be commended with how they went about it. Because I think when we started playing a couple loose and, you know, really made some of their third tier defenders accountable.
Yeah, we still did the same. Those same two guys must love playing against us, McVay and Malcheski.
We let them go.
Must be Christmas. Yeah, I know. But really, as I say, disappointed wasn't.
And there's some individual performances that I think stood out. This is nearly the most this year in this game.
Yeah, there were some.
I really do. In a losing team, but I still think, and it's Heppel again.
Heppel, great.
I mean, he didn't actually make my votes, which make me sound like a contradiction. But his last quarter shows really. I mean, we can't really say any more about him, can we?
No. I think he's outstanding, future leader, future captain.
And I think Ryder again.
Ryder, best, I think Ryder was incredible. Game for the season. Now he's getting consistent.
Quality composition.
And it was Hurley's best game for the season.
I reckon it's Hurley's best game.
I think Zach Merritt for a first-year player shows more and more and more. Yep. And I know you say he's my second love child, but Kirtley, his strength and attack. He made
a few
mistakes.
We'll talk about him later on. Righto. But yes.
So,
do you want to get the votes?
The votes? Well, I gave... I thought the three was... The first two were really reasonably easy, and then the last one was a bit difficult. Hurley was clearly best for us.
Yep.
Outstanding game. Yep. Really outstanding game. A couple of skill errors and things like that.
But
he was fantastic. Ryder was wonderful in the ruck.
Yep.
Clearly won the ruck and helped us win the clearances.
Yep.
And the third vote was between Heppel and Zach Merritt, and I upped it and downed it, and I statted it. But I think Heppel because of consistency. They both had a lot of tackles. They both did well, so I went for Heppel.
This is the first time we've been very different in a long time. Obviously, Hurley, yes. I mean, it's relieving to see because I think he cops a lot of criticism. And for me, Zach Merritt got two. And I actually watched it again a couple of days ago because on Friday night you can watch it six or seven times before the weekend's over. I don't know why you do that. But for me, he was from the start, from the first contest, he was in it. And I just was really impressed. He just blows my mind how good he will be.
Yep.
And Ryder, for everything we've just said. What okay. really? Oh, did I have it the other way, did I?
No, that's all right. No, you're cool. That brings the votes. Hurley, 24. Ryder, 14. Heppel, 6. Zach Merritt, 2. Myers, 2. And Collier, 2.
Had a good game, Collier.
Collier was great.
Yeah,
he's starting to get it in patches. But yeah. he's passed the Jetses and those guys now.
Oh, yes.
And
he's taking the chance. He's taking his chance, so hopefully he keeps going.
Which leaves us with Heppel on 140. Watson still second on 114. I'll tell you what, he can still win this. Goddard, 90. Zarakis, 72. And Stanton, 68. Obviously, Joe Watson hasn't since he's been out, but Goddard, Zarakis, and Stanton have also been very, very dry. Look at that very dry period. We've had people like Ryder, Carlisle, Hurley all voting up, and it's all squashed up in that middle section there.
It really goes to show who stood up by your little graph here.
Yes.
If you put a little dotted line where Watson fell,
yep.
I think it'd be very interesting to see who'd be in front and who would be, you know.
Well, Zaharakis started that way. Yeah, he was clearly in front, but then he's dipped. Nothing.
Yeah. Peaks and troughs.
The guy who voted in every game but one is Heppel. Ryder in every
game but a couple had his two good games.
Carlisle, two big ones.
But Ryder's a surprise there. I mean, when I look at that, he's pretty much three.
Myers has also voted a few games.
Myers is doing pretty good.
Bagley, Chapman, a couple.
I thought he was very good too, actually, Bagley.
Yes,
Bagley. Understated now, which is what you want. Yeah, he's playing that.
He was on goods a little bit, and I thought he did a good job.
Ridiculous.
Oh, now, we're not going to do it, are we? Are we supposed to talk about him, or are we just going to leave it?
Well, I've actually got it as my first point, and I think we're allowed to have a pass.
A pass.
Every year, you get to talk about him once, and I don't think we've talked about him yet. not as a dot point.
Okay, as a dot point
in the run.
So this is the first time as a dot point.
But there, I think I showed you the very, very funny.
That was great. Tweet.
Tweet.
Oh, fantastic!
That was 24/11. Lest we forget.
That was a disgraceful.
Wasn't that just
disgraceful? And for the commentators, not. I mean,
yeah, I know.
honestly, Matthew Lloyd must be wondering what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Adam Goods for a couple of free kicks there. Yeah. I mean. Please.
Yeah.
No credibility. No. But anyway, it was just unbelievable.
But some of the things...
Sydney have got an... the AFL have obviously... There is something happening because, gee, I love a conspiracy theory, but by geez, by crikey.
Well, you reckon they're worried about GWS?
No. I just think that Sydney, you know, the way that Buddy was allowed to move and obviously fits in the salary cap and everything's hunky-dory, they can virtually do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And yet they are bleating the loudest. I know Eddie gets under their skin, but Eddie gets under everybody's skin.
Yeah.
But they're bleating the loudest. Yeah. And what is it? Empty vessels make the most noise? And what is it? I think she protests too much. I think they protest too much.
Protest.
Yes.
TH.
So, yeah, Well, that's it. We'll leave the umpire.
I very rarely, though... I try very hard to not think, even bring it up.
No, I try to too. But when we're watching with our loved ones who tend to jump on the umpire's bandwagon tad early, like 12-second mark of the first quarter, just let it go a little bit, like before we...
not every decision not has every to be decision, hold the ball.
Not every decision has to go our way, and I'm not even fazed by it, but
that's not
out.
Why we lost.
No, I don't think so. But it doesn't help. It didn't help because we were in the game and then Goods does that piece of
falling over.
Nureyev ballet dancing or whatever it was.
It's pretty frustrating and hard to watch.
Shocking.
So anyway, as a neutral, how would you feel about that? I'd flick the channel. I've done it.
You haven't got my thingo on the run sheet here.
Angry. I do social.
Oh, it's on social.
Grumpy dad.
Sorry.
Relax.
Right. I'll leave my. Oh, yeah, I'll hold my social. Powder.
You do that. You hold your powder. No photos.
No photo.
Next thing I had was our entry into 50.
Well, we said that.
Are you happy with it? Even I feel, and I think the small ground is a real concern. Our entry into 50, I made a comment saying Myers is the best kick. There's a guy on Facebook who said, I'm so sorry, I can't remember who it was. No, I don't think it was. He's the best. He's the longest. Don't agree with that at all, because I've seen Myers play VFL training, all of this stuff. He can hit your chest 30 metres without leaving 2 metres off the ground.
Yes, he can.
He doesn't do it. Why won't he do it?
And
what about the goalie kick?
I don't think the small ground had anything to do with it.
No?
I just think our delivery into 50 was appalling, and I don't understand why.
You can't hit and
you
can't, see.
Yeah, but you can't blame a small ground for missing a guy by 10.
I'm not talking about... Yeah, no, that's right. And it wasn't. Right. I'm not talking about missing. I'm talking about entry into the way forward.
I was a bit under pressure. It was a bit hassle. It was a bit yes. But we did have chances.
But there's a lot of holes. Is all I'm saying.
There is a lot of holes. But don't forget, 4 of their 5 goals were created by turnovers. Us making mistakes.
Well, in that turnover, you turn around, you're facing, you've 40 out from goal.
I know that.
You've got it in the middle.
So therefore, if we didn't turn it over in the first place, we would have been in a good spot. And that was the most frustrating part of the first 25 minutes. Not first 25, the first quarter then.
25. Good on you.
No, what was it yesterday? What was I watching? No, I think it was that great man again. Which way did he go?
No.
Collingwood versus Russell. Port Adelaide, Dwayne Russell. What he said, oh, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
People may have noticed this. About 3 minutes had gone in the last quarter.
Yeah.
And a Port Adelaide player made a mistake.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, and that's is only 17 minutes. There's 17 minutes to go, so that probably, we're not under pressure, but we probably will be in 17 minutes. Magnificent. That's why he's an expert, Because
50 games. 50 AFL 50 games. Don't ever forget that.
Because 17 minutes to go, they would have been.
Moron. Right. I'd love to play Sydney at the MCG. I'd love to see how that goes.
Yeah.
The way we play.
I'm not so sure, but that's a fair call. The way we play, that's fair.
All right, next point. What happened to Kirtley?
Well, lost 3 teeth and a broken jaw.
I feel ridiculously embarrassed. And I'm not really sure,
so I need to watch it again. Huh? But if people do know, they can tweet us. But he went into a contest and came out the worst for wear. But
I must have been concentrating.
Not many people are talking about it anywhere. That's one thing I've noticed.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So even the second time. Yep. So I must be doing it wrong.
Yep.
So he'll be out.
He's had surgery. We know that much.
But he played on.
And he missed the next 1 to 2 weeks. Yeah.
But he played on, apparently.
Yep.
That's pretty ballsy. That's pretty ballsy. He's such a... What's the word?
I like him so much.
He's a cannonball.
Oh, yes. He made a few blues there, but...
Oh, yeah.
But those blues were made after that incident, so that may be excused.
Jaws hanging off the bone. The only other thing I've got to talk about, which is a little bit negative...
Yeah.
Bell Chambers. Now, I don't pick on any Essendon player.
He's such a nice bloke.
Such a nice guy. I think he's a dopey guy. I don't know how nice he might be. But I think he's a likeable guy around the club. He'd be one of those guys you'd probably like to play pranks on. I reckon Goddard would have a field day with someone like Bell Chambers. But there was one contest at the very start. Now, we watched... Who did we watch? Oh, I can't remember the guy from Gold Coast.
Zach Smith, was it?
Smith, right? He stopped, yeah. That's
neat. Was it Zach Smith?
Was it Zach Smith?
I'm not sure. We might be buried.
We should really check our stats before we do this.
Yeah.
This was more infuriating because the other one was more bewildering. But there was a contest against our Canadian friend.
Yeah.
Right?
He had it.
Big bad bustling salmon. Oh, no, wait, Pike. Right?
Oh, very good.
Do you like that one?
Sorry. Salmon Pike.
Sit on that one. Right, that tick. he and didn't get near it.
The trout.
He couldn't get near him.
Oh, he's first game back.
No. There was some of his ruck work is so good. His taps behind and all that. Some of his ruck work is so, but
a couple of his taps actually led to clearances immediately.
Broke open everything.
Yeah, it's frustrating. That's what I don't know. I'm not really sure because Ryder has taken.
What's exciting though is that Ryder still played.
Really
Ryder still played.
And he's kicked 2 goals. He went up forward, was damaging, led, took a mark, just liked it a lot.
Bell Chambers couldn't catch a pike.
Couldn't catch a trout.
Now, that's that.
That's that.
The news, the only news I could see was Zaka's cleared to play.
Yeah, Zaka's cleared to play.
So that's
and,
good.
And that's I very hope he good. Does. We need him. We need him.
He plays better at the G. Plays better at the MCG.
Loves the G. And how's that? Our last games in the afternoon against Carlton.
How exciting!
On a Saturday afternoon, will we know the way to the G? Probably not.
We should probably should have had a point on that. But
we'll
yes. work
it. We'll get there. So that's
well, all it be is news. 4. It's 10 a.m. isn't it? I think.
10 a.m.
You know? Hurry up. This week's 7:50.
Yeah, give me a break. Don't start me. Don't.
At least I'll make. Why don't we start at
midnight?
That's
a and of course the timing was good again. Collingwood got 32,000 people. They sprout. They've got 950,000 members. Well, only 32,000 were at the footy, and there were at least 3,000 or 4,000 Adelaide people there.
I tell you now, give they count break. Those 3-day, those 3-game members.
Yeah, and they count dogs and cats and all the rest of it. No. But still, it's ridiculous. 32,000 for a Collingwood game at the MCG. Are you serious?
Yeah.
AFL really, really letting the
Let's
game down.
Let's not do it every week.
No, we won't.
But yeah, I'll stop. Deplorable.
I've got my grumpy bit to come.
Yes, that's right. So speaking of Richmond, that's this week.
Yeah.
Another massive game. I feel like we say it every week.
It's well, it is because when you're hanging on the eight by your fingernails. But I was going to say something else then. Yeah. That doesn't look good.
Whoops.
By your fingernails, every game is a massive game, and Richmond are on the up. So, yeah, absolutely. We've got to...
But we got to win.
And everything went our way this week, because except Collingwood won. But they were... I'm not sure... we've got to keep Adelaide and Gold Coast at bay, really. I think Collingwood will probably make it with their run home. So I think...
it's still Collingwood, unfortunately.
Yeah. So these games are now, your word massive, it is a massive game. Because the result, the 4 points is everything. We should have everyone rearing
to go. But
they're
really on the up.
Richmond. They're now into their best form of the year, which is...
Which could probably last another a week.
Well, easily.
Yeah.
And they've got something to prove against us because we gave them spanked them absolutely. Last time. So they'll certainly have something to prove.
And it's Hardwick and all
so,
that.
So, yeah, we need to get out. Everyone needs to get out there and support the boys. And
Friday night.
It's an away game, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
MCC.
Very good.
The shirt and tie. Well, no.
Good
dog. It's a collar.
Okay.
We're not allowed in without a collar.
No, you're not.
All right.
No, you're not.
By the numbers.
Oh, by the numbers.
So for everyone who doesn't know, Dad and I are going through every single number ever to be worn by any ever player. Somehow Dad knows everyone. So
yeah, by first name.
By first name basis. So we are currently up to 25.
So we've done a lot.
There's a big week. Now, this was a lot closer than I think you expected.
Well, it was a hard-head decision.
Hard-head decision.
Yep.
I thought you said a hard-head.
Hard-head. Right. Well, I could have voted for both. My heart said definitely Scotty Lucas, but my head said Graham Moss. He's one of the best players I've ever seen.
Heads win.
So Mossy won.
Mossy in.
It was outstanding.
52.34%.
Whoa.
Against Lucas, 4.42. Wow. That's probably I think you would find that's the closest.
So we had a lot of more votes too.
And Merrick got a couple of votes. I think everyone.
Well, he could have been, if he started Essendon, he would have been. That would have been a three-way contest.
Yep. It's really funny how Graham good Moss, the number 25 is.
In 4 years.
It's really interesting how good the number 25 is. And I hope Steinberg... Oh, that's the other thing we should say. Steinberg got...
Yes, he's been elevated.
Elevated, which is was what I wanted to bring up with this 25. So that's congratulations for hard work.
Yep.
He was told at the start of the year, sorted out. He was rookie listed.
Yep.
Good on him. That's what you want to see.
Now he's got to work to try to get back onto the list for next season.
But he hasn't got
long to do it. But, no, but he was an emergency. Did you notice that?
Yep.
So they put him straight into the 25.
Yep. And so good on him, because that's what that shirt's about from what my experience of that number on 20 shirt. So it was good. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is good. And I like the way he plays too.
I do too. So now, obviously, 26 is
not
next.
A lot of 26s, I can tell you. Not
Which usually means it's high caliber.
Yes, but...
This
well,
time?
We'll go through it, and then I'll give you the... Ken Adams.
Ken.
Edward Fryer. Fred Green. Jack Lyons. Robert Syme. Brian Donoghue. Max Nixon. Alfred King. Rob Wilson. Paul Sproul. Robert Shaw. Mark Thompson. Chris Heffernan. Jason Laycock. Chris Heffernan, Kyle Hooker. Not bad that a guy leaves and comes back. Yeah, Lees comes back and gets the same number. Magnificent.
Well,
so I put him in there twice because I think that's a rare occurrence.
This
so
is easy for me.
It's easy for everybody.
Surely.
It is an easy one. But let's go through a few of the players that are not so obvious.
I don't know who Sproul is.
Paul Sproul, great player, but certainly his best years at Richmond.
Yeah.
Right. A sentiment of immense talent and ability. Drop kicks, beautiful kicking.
Drop kicks.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't know what that was.
That's what you used to call me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Is that what so I walk into the footy into the footy club. They go, now do it. Can you do a drop kick? I'm like, what does that mean? How'd you know my pet name from my father?
You're a dick. great, a really good player.
Yeah.
So who have you picked? Edward Fryer, 124 games, 372 goals in the 30s. Jeez. Fantastic performer. I mean, really fantastic performer. Bob Syme is somebody I remember as a coach of the reserves when I started. Never saw him play, but talk about hard men. Holy gee, he's a brick and a half.
Brick and a half.
But the one that stands out by head, shoulders, and the rest is someone with a CV that is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's also the number 20 rated player.
Is he?
In the Essendon.
He is in the top 20.
Absolutely.
Good. So he should.
And that just shows you how good Graham Moss was. Graham Moss was 17.
Yeah, that's scary.
Right? And he only played 4 years. Yeah, so Mark Thompson, 202 games, 50 goals between 1983 and 1996. Represented Victoria. Three premierships, 84, 85, 93. Premiership captain, 93. 17 finals, twice best and fairest. Captain, 92 to 95. He won the most determined, most improved and best clubman. Team of the century, champions of Essendon, All-Australian twice. Absolutely.
Hands down.
Lay down Mazaire to Mark Thompson.
Yep.
And one of the really interesting facts,
which
I honestly am ashamed I didn't know, probably everyone listening did know, but his last game for Essendon was against St Kilda in the part one when the lights went out. He didn't make it to part two, and that was it. He got reported in part one for tripping. And that was it. That was his career.
I didn't know that. I
should have known that. I should have remembered that because I forget.
You did.
But that's an amazing way to finish.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to me, he's now a hero as well. I mean, his coaching deeds at Geelong, to me, are legendary.
Yeah. Well, he's made them what they are.
Yeah, no question. And he's doing, and for Essendon Football Club, what he's doing, this has got nothing to do with his vote. This is players.
Yeah.
But he has carried on as a man of the most high integrity, strength of character, and all those things.
You do like
and, him. Yeah, I do. Mark you Thompson do for me. No question in the world.
NapierStreetElite.com. The poll will be up probably when you're listening to this. So please go ahead and have a vote. It'll be open for probably a week, this one. But
we can make it two. Depends how many we get.
We'll do a fortnight.
Yep. Whatever people want.
Right? Please go ahead. Or if you can't get there, just tweet us, Napier Street Elite on Twitter. Or you can find us on Facebook, of course.
We're now getting to a point where even though we need some more numbers, some of the great players, we could do a team.
Ooh.
What a team.
Ooh.
Anyway, that's another story. Sorry, I digress.
Are you going to paint one, like the one at Windy Hill?
Yeah, me.
The team of the century?
Stick figures. Make sure I write their names in.
Otherwise,
no one will
put the numbers on. Everyone's wearing the shirt on the front, like when you were a kid, you know, when you used to draw it.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, now the VFL.
Oh, disappointing.
Rough day at a very wonderful ground.
Let's face it now, we've been sort of poo-hooing things and obviously no knowledge. And we did say empty vessels make the most noise, so that probably applies to us.
Yes.
Because we were laughing about Highgate Reserve.
Yep.
Oh, my God, what a fantastic ground.
What a magnificent ground.
Oh, my God.
Cop that.
Gee whiz.
Cop that.
We'll be quiet from now on.
Really? Should we really? I mean, that's pretty
embarrassing. We were poo-pooing it because it wasn't Windy Hill.
Yes.
But surely no knowledge.
Essendon of all clubs would have figured found a ground, kicked someone off, made sure it was perfect.
It was perfect.
And it really was.
It's perfect.
Wasn't a perfect result.
Well, the result was terrible. And we didn't play very well either. It was pretty disappointing. Mm. Very disappointing.
71.
Sorry?
71 point.
Defeat.
Loss. Big loss.
Could spell the end. It's not over, but it's
if you're a pessimist like I, or a realist, as I like
I
to say.
I thought we were cautious. Were we cautiously pessimistic, yeah.
Look.
Some good signs. I thought Jetta, but again, he did it in flashes, probably as well as he's played for a while, but again, in flashes.
But
Our
best, Dad?
Fantasia was great. Tate Pears played a lot on the forward line.
Exciting.
Looked really good. Van Noonan again. And I liked Aylard as well. So there are still a few of the players.
Great to see Azario.
Arazio Fantasia, a future Brownlow. He's got to win a Brownlow now because of his name.
Well, he's got best on ground against Williamstown and Highgate Arena.
Well, Highgate, he's on the next step.
Highgate Arena, was it?
Highgate Reserve.
Reserve Arena. Turned it up. Now, we are playing the old enemy this week at Victoria Park.
Again?
1-10.
Wow.
So we'll be the ABC game.
Oh, well, okay.
So we better tape that.
Yes, I will.
We won't be there. We'll be going.
Oh, no, we're not even saying
where
we're going.
No, we can't. They'll know. So that's very disappointing, but a big chance here to turn it around.
Yes.
Against the old enemy. Yes. And,
well, it's only three games to go, so we've got one more game at
Highgate.
And
it's all so AFL clubs. We've got
Collingwood, Richmond and Geelong. Simmons Stadium.
Yes.
At 7:30 at night on a Friday night.
They get to play pre-games.
That can't be pre-game. It's 7:30.
Oh, it's not pre-game.
No. That's not so pre-game, that's actually right?
We should move to Geelong.
Oh, I might take mum. Yeah.
Who's out in Geelong? Tweet us. Who's going to go down?
I might.
You won't definitely. You can go take an opportunity. You can't miss him. We're the only two in the stadium.
That's right.
Big man, little woman. Okay.
Now you can't say things right.
Well.
Hang on. What date's that?
She's losing weight.
She listens anymore. She'll... No, I'm not saying that. I'll get in a lot of trouble.
She listens.
You got me into trouble last time when I said something stupid.
I did.
Hang on. Dad, I'm getting excited here.
Well, you can't,
Friday the 22nd of August. Yeah, I know. It's not very
professional. You can't do dead air.
Friday the 22nd of August.
This is very embarrassing. I apologize. Oh. Very sorry,
Not even right.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on.
Social. Not very social this week. But we've got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
From our Miss Callie Marie. Predictions on how the top eight is going to look at the end of round 23.
Well, my prediction is that...
Do you have a top eight?
The eight. Well, six of the eight are sorted.
Yeah.
It's Essendon, Collingwood, Adelaide and Gold Coast. I'm thinking... I'm praying.
That's a bit...
Nice. I'm thinking Collingwood's got a... Everyone's saying we've got an easy draw, but maybe the cautious pessimism that I've got against some of the teams we're playing worries me a little bit. And some of the teams owe us a bit, but I'm sticking to us making it with Collingwood.
Making it with Collingwood.
I'm absolutely gobsmacked. I'm absolutely gobsmacked that Adelaide got beat at home by West Coast. That
I don't know really, what to make of football anymore. They can't get up after that Muppet punches Cox, if they can't get up at home against a mob like Richmond and not beat them, yet get absolutely, I don't know, they looked ready. They must have got a rocket. Or something happened. Yeah, because
knocked them over easily by 5 goals.
They jogged it in.
Yep. So,
and Adelaide are good. Adelaide are very good.
Maybe they're not. Well, I don't know. Yeah, they are.
I think they really are. I think they are the biggest disappointment of a club other than Carlton this year. Yeah. If it wasn't for Essendon this year, we'd be talking about Carlton the whole year. There's no doubt about it. But we play them and they owe us again.
Yeah, that's right.
We gave them a pantsing.
Yep. But we play Gold Coast, which is in our favour, and if we can knock them off, put them out of the race and keep us in it, it could be a big one. Right. So, yeah, I think it'll stay the same. I think we'll probably...
Who's seven, who's eight? There you go.
I hope we stay seven because I've got a funny feeling Port Adelaide's going to end up fifth, and that'll be the last place you want to go and play a final. Yeah. So you'd rather play a final in Melbourne against North. So I'm hoping we can stay seven.
Although we don't beat North. No, although we did with this year. But,
yeah. But we don't have to go that far. So
why
travel a long way to lose?
Because Adelaide Oval. I'd travel Adelaide Oval for Adelaide.
Yeah,
I'm going to go to
the cricket. Oh, maybe let's hope we finish eighth and finish and we can go back to Adelaide again.
We'll get a port floater.
A pie floater. And then follow it with the port.
We'll need more than one.
Yeah, that's right.
After that one.
A bottle.
Okay.
Yep.
Next question.
Yeah.
What does the forward line look like this week? Ambrose out, Hardingham in, ?
Good call.
Fair call. What about Pears? Too soon?
Oh, too soon.
Big body, though. Against Richmond. Be pretty good.
I'm going to say something contradictory. I'd love to see Jetta given a shot.
I knew you were going to do that.
Is Hibbert ready or not ready? He's not. So if Hibbert's
I don't know. I don't think he didn't play in the VFL.
So I would hope I'd give Jetta a go.
Oh, that's a massive call. Mm. Is it really a time to give someone a go?
Well.
Although.
Hardingham. I would prefer Hardingham to Jetta. There you go.
Me too.
I've had a change of mind.
That was very quick.
While I'm talking.
In that.
I can split do that. Moment.
Although I haven't told you what these questions are, so you.
Hardingham's a good call, but he didn't. I just thought he would do more against Williamstown. Okay.
Now I've got a hashtag Grumpy Dad. We have touched on the subject.
Oh God.
And I said we can only talk about it once.
What I've picked.
Oh, no, it won't be.
Okay.
Okay. How long until umpires are held accountable for their appalling decisions? Free against. Boomer was a joke.
I'm not sure I know what three against Boomer.
Is it Boomer Harvey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. It wasn't the Essendon game. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Gosh.
There's a lot of dead air. Look at this line.
I'm sorry.
We flatlined.
Okay, well, we're alive now. Yes, agree 100%. But the best part of that question is, when will they be held accountable? Mm. When the AFL comes out every time and we watch the football, and unfortunately some of us are sick, and watch three or four games or maybe even more over the weekend and even record some and watch them. We see some of the most ridiculous, decisions, and we're not always biased and we're not all stupid, all right?
But they happen in non-existent games.
And then the AFL come out and said, oh, yes, we made two errors, this one and that one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry? You made two errors, did you? Wow. Okay. Ridiculous. Absolutely right. They need to be held accountable.
So what's going to happen? What changes? Are we that corrupt that we should just make our own league?
I'm starting to wonder.
Imagine if that happens.
I love the conspiracy theory that they're either that bad or there's something rotten in Denmark. They can't be that bad. Or are they that bad?
I don't know.
Because to me, the holding the ball rule has changed again.
But even to the level of EFL now.
Absolutely.
They do that hover thing.
That's right. Like, holding the ball is ridiculous. Like, read the rule book. And then they talk about taggers, and this has got nothing to do with it. You can't hold a player. Holding the man is a rule. So it doesn't matter where the ball is or what's going on. You cannot hold a player. So if you hold a player and umpire sees it, it's a free kick.
It's so easy. I feel a bit for Carlisle this week because I think he was treated. If he was Gary Ablett Jr.
If his name was Adam, he needs to change his name to Adam Carlisle, like Adam Goods.
Ah.
Mate, he would have kicked four goals on the weekend.
Yes, but what I mean is...
Grundy's physical and that's the way he plays, but it's got to be the same down the other end.
But the thing that happened was there was one that went in, I'll never forget, the one that went in, and Grundy had all over his shoulder and everything, so Carlisle's under his arms, and the umpire's explanation was you were holding his shirt, you're holding his jumper.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he was in a bear hug,
which is holding the man, which is also a free kick.
Yeah. So
has been when I was playing, and that's a half century ago.
So thank you very much for that, Seamus, for setting him off. Because now,
I believe
he has a organic grumpy dad.
I have one.
End us.
But I think it's a grumpy because I'm really grumpy about it.
Okay.
But I think it's a sad dad, sad old dad.
That's just
because I've been following football since I was seven, so it's 51, nearly 52 years. Mm-hmm. Love the game, love it.
But
I'm falling out of love.
Mm. That's very sad.
Because there is no integrity left.
Hmm.
And I'll tell you what. I'll give you this is my explanation, and I could be wrong, and I'm really happy to cop the criticism. But I'll give you scenarios of just 2 weeks to show that this game has got no integrity and has got no moral fibre. Ty Vickery does what he does on a football field, gets found guilty and gets suspended, but changes the course of the game because West Coast lose a player.
But not just a player.
Lose a player for the rest of the game, can't replace him, job done.
Mm.
Right? Knocked him out of the contest. Yep. Suspension, who cares?
Yep.
Right? Conker runs off the field and elbows a guy in the back of the head, gets suspended 2 weeks. Mm. Not a problem. Daniel Merritt, a serial offender, but because the AFL love Brisbane and love all this, smashes and breaks a guy's nose across his face, no action. However, one of the best players in this competition, and I mean best players, if you watch him with an open mind, is Nathan Fyfe of Fremantle. And he is going to lose a Brownlow medal because he actually went for the footy and mistimed it a little bit. And his punishment is maybe... he's going to lose a Brownlow medal. How can I follow a game for 50 years with my heart and soul in a game that does that to its best players? You're joking, aren't you? You have no idea what punishment and crime mean. You have no idea what football supporters or what we really think is important. And you're a disgrace.
Mm.
The match review panel, the tribunal is a disgrace. When if you take those individual instances, error, to the magnitude of changing results and changing Brownlow medal, maybe, decisions.
You affect careers.
Absolutely disgraceful. Yep. And that's my grumpy. I am losing
you're falling
my...
out of love.
Yeah, I am. I have to. I have to.
That's very sad.
Yep.
And it's very real.
And I'm glad it's Nathan Fyfe, it's not an Essendon person, because everyone else would be saying, oh, because I'm an Essendon person.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got nothing to do with it. This has got nothing to do with Essendon. It's got my love of football, our Australian game, which I've been brought up with. And I've seen some horrific things on a football field. I was standing on the fence right in front of the Windy Hill Brawl in 1974. I've seen some terrible things. But there seem to be more... The word integrity, there just seems
How can there be more integrity of fucking thumping someone?
No, I know, but...
But there is. But no, I'm agreeing with you.
It just seems sick, ill, and it seems corrupt.
Because it feels cheated. You feel cheated.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's really bad.
Yeah, it is bad. And if Nathan Fyfe wins the Brownlow, and I reckon they'll make sure he doesn't, does and gets it taken off him, there is no credibility left.
And also, Heppel got fined $900.
Yikes.
I mean, how's that? Just to add to that. You get all these things and Heppel runs into an umpire, there's $1,000, son.
As if he meant to do it.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing? Because of that one incident.
You should be aware.
Yeah.
What was Vickery?
Yeah.
What's that?
How aware is Heppel?
How can you judge on a scale?
Yeah.
And what? Conquer. Merit. How is that?
Merit's a joke. I find it hard to believe it's just because he's from Brisbane, but I don't see any other idea how.
Well, he's got away with that much. He's put Hurley out of a game in the first 5 minutes of the first quarter.
Yep.
I mean, when he threw him into that concrete. I mean, please.
Yeah,
he's a recidivist.
He's a recidivist.
Yes.
On that note, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No. Go Bombers! I'd like to add. I don't think we should. Let's do the right thing on Friday night.
So let's get
behind our team and let's hope for the best, Judge.
No, I don't think we have to hope.
Okay.
Let's play good. After listening to Bomber talk before about, you know, that after
he apologised to you. He doesn't need to apologise to us. We're indebted to him.
So. But I feel he's going to absolutely...
Oh, yeah, he knows.
He'll get through to him. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, for sure.
All right. So until next week, everyone, thank you for listening and go Bombers.
Go Bombers.